Good evening, anglers.
Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 10th of August. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts, as always. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in live, and as always, we will finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news: the moon phases. The next new moon is on the 11th, that's tomorrow. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. You've got to get out there this weekend. Just say, the man on the radio said. Don't worry about the lawns, leave it collateral. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The Sporting Life Winter Fly Festival is back on tomorrow in Tuarangi. We've talked about this for 2 or 3 weeks now. This event has become the number one instructional and social meetup of the fly fishing calendar. You get to try all the latest in fly fishing techniques and gear. How good's that? Tomorrow, Tuarangi. Now, if you want to register to go in the draw for spot prizes, you need to go to the Sporting Life website. Just look it up online. It's very easy to find. Put your name down and get along there tomorrow. Now, we've spoken about this for 2 or 3 weeks now. Many rivers have closed now and it is prohibited to fish them. Different regions have different rules and it is the angler's responsibility to know the regulations and to have a current licence. Now, you remember, I think it was last week, Bert Robinson said some fish and game anglers from his region went down to Taupo Tuarangi and started fishing there. But, of course, the seasons have changed, so you need a Taupo licence. Now, the best way to do this is just go to the fish and game website, fishandgame.org.nz, select the region you wish to fish, and all the information is quickly and freely available. If you're fishing the Taupo Tuarangi region, you will need a separate license, and as I said, the season start and finish dates are different. All the information is on the Department of Conservation website, doc.govt.nz. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast, I can tell you, was out in my boat today, and it was fantastic out there. The situation for the weekend. A weakening front is forecast to move northeast over central New Zealand today as a high builds over the country. The high remains slow moving during Saturday, then moves slowly east on Sunday. A front and low are expected to reach western parts of the country late Monday, with the low crossing the North Island on Tuesday. The forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday: turning southeast 10 knots early morning. Sea slight, but choppy when wind opposes the tide. Possibly early morning fog, otherwise mainly fine. The outlook for Sunday: southeast easing to 15 knots about the Alta Gulf in the morning, then to 10 knots in the afternoon. Southeast 10 knots elsewhere, fine, although one or two showers possible about the Outer Gulf. Not too bad on the harbour. Met Service Waikato, if you're fishing in the Waikato region, Saturday: possible morning fog, then long fine spells, southeasterly breezes. Sunday, fine with light winds. Rotorua forecast. Good evening, anglers down there. Saturday, long fine spells, southeasterly breezes. Sunday, fine apart from morning and evening cloud, light winds. Taupo, Saturday, fine apart from morning and evening cloud, light winds. Sunday, fine apart from some evening cloud, light winds. Taumarunui, up and over the hill, Saturday forecast areas of morning cloud or fog, then fine, light winds. Sunday in Taumarunui, morning cloud or fog, then fine, light winds. If you're fishing the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, fine apart from evening cloud, north-easterly breezes, and Sunday in the Canterbury Plains, a fine and frosty day, then evening high cloud, northeast breezes. Overall, pretty damn good forecast. Thanks to Met Service. Now, let's look at some river levels. If you're fishing the Puni River, 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, remember that above Seafund Road is closed. Downstream of Seafund Road is open all year. The Puni late this afternoon was at 8.8 metres. It is flowing at 13 cubic metres per second. It's too fast to fish. Dirty. Mangatuti's closed. Remember that. Don't go there. The Ohanamuri River measured at Karangahaki between Pairua and Waihea's at 12.2 metres and falling. It's flowing at 16 cubic metres per second. That's well up on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River, the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.49 of a metre. That's down on last week. And the Waipa River measured at Otiwa is at 75.9 metres and falling. It's flowing at 12.6 cubic metres per second. Dirty, too fast to fish. Remember, above Toa Bridge is closed. The Nongataha River in Rotorua is at 0.85 of a metre and dropping. Above the state highway is closed. Whakapapa is closed. The Whanganui River measured at Piriaka is at 28.2 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 46. And the Tongariro River measured at Turangi is at 29.5 cubic metres per second, down from 32. Now, have we heard? Good weather is expected this weekend. These rivers will drop and clear. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent real-time websites, continuously updated. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports. Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's an expert angler, and Bert, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Evening, Colin.
Hey, well.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Very good. Now, this is unbelievable. Listen to this. Met Service says today sunny, tomorrow sunny, light winds. Sunday, fine apart from morning cloud, light winds. Did no mention of rain for a couple of days?
No, actually, it was a beautiful day here today. Actually, there was even very little wind, although what wind there was a bit cool, especially if you're in the shade. The clear nights, there's plenty of stars out and about, and even a few meteors passing through from time to time. So, yeah, it's a sort of perfect conditions to be out. There's no wind tonight at all. Just maybe a very light breeze, there's a little bit of movement in the trees, but not very much at all. There's a bit of cloud around, but it's light, fluffy stuff, so it's looking quite good, actually.
Yeah, you've got a new moon tomorrow.
Yep.
Good for fishing.
Oh, any day's a good day for fishing. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's bucketing down with rain or not. It's a matter of getting out there and enjoying the outdoors and... the fish is always a bonus, I reckon.
Yeah, well, isn't there a bumper sticker from the 70s, the worst days fishing is better than the best days working?
Oh, yeah, never a truer word said. I can't argue with that in the slightest. Fishing doesn't pay quite as well as working, but, some make a go of it.
So the weather's been good. How's the fishing been?
Well, it's been interesting because normally this time of the year it starts to get a bit tough. You normally get your stream fishing, but I heard earlier in the week that both fish traps are running. That's Tewaroa is still running and still getting good numbers of fish through, which is an interesting one because normally they pull down around about the 1st of August that she's all over. But there's certainly some more fish coming through. Not big numbers back to most of the liberation points, which is interesting. I think they might be running a bit late at night. Similar things are happening on Ongataha. Plenty of fish. These bright sunny days are not that good for it. They tend to be pretty spooky during the day, but after dark, it's not so bad. And the stream owls, there's still some fish coming in, but I think they're running a bit later than one would expect. One of the things that you need to take into account when you're fishing the stream owls, particularly at night, is to stand upstream of the little drop-off that is normally to be found on streams like Ngongataha and places like that. You stand back a couple of rod lengths off the edge because the fish will come up to the drop-off and hold there. Now, if you're standing right on the drop-off, they're going to be agitated. They can't get to where they want to be. So it's a matter of giving them the space to do what they want. And, of course, your casting is a lot shorter. And you can drop your fly virtually within half a metre at most of the drop-off. If you're right there on your own, you can cast across and let it swing around the half-moon drop-off that forms from stream. And sooner or later, something's going to have a snap at it.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes I've done that at the orchard. The drop-off is quite close in. Just stand back on the beach, even with your feet on the grass, and then just cast out towards the edge. You're not scaring and not stirring the bottom up or anything.
No, you're not. And the other thing is that you're not lining the fish either. And if you're out too far, of course, the fish will skirt around you and go up the stream anyway. So... You want to be somewhere where the fish are sort of compacted, the grouped up more because of where they want to go is a narrow area, and so you got a better chance of getting fish. Whereas out in the lake, they can be a bit more spread out and got more room to move. So if you do line them, they can take off. But if you're in that position where they're sitting at the or coming up to the drop off, then you can have quite a bit of fun.
All right, I understand totally. So stream mouse are good. Fish are moving into the rivers. The lower Ngongataha is open. Don't go above the state highway. Lots of anglers around, Bert?
Not a heck of a lot, actually. The bulk of them are gone, but I was out at Ruata earlier in the week during the day, and I noticed that the two streams are still open. They're still channeled straight out into the lake, so obviously some people are still fishing them. Generally, you can tell when there's not much happening or nobody's fishing it, perhaps the wave action coming in tends to diffuse those streams and they'll run along the beach. But obviously there's somebody still fishing those areas because they've actually been digging those out so that the plume goes out into the lake. It does get blown around, and if you've got a bit of a southerly coming through, you can have it going out to the left. So remember that casting straight out is probably not a good idea, casting along the current. And if it's going to the right, the same thing applies. What you can do is go 30, 40 metres down the beach a little bit either, depending on which way the water's going, and cast out and be able to still put your line across that. Even though it's more diffused by the lake water, the fish will still be coming up that line, so you can pick up fish there as well.
I understand. This is where a little piece of pumice comes in handy sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
To work
yep.
out. Don't tell anyone this little tip.
No.
I picked it up when I stopped smoking 20-something years ago. I found that a bit of pumice is much better than a cigarette butt in telling where the current goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. generally, you can find pumice that's a little bit bigger than a cigarette butt, so yeah. It makes it a little easier, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And it gives you both the inside and the outside of the current,
yeah.
And it gives you a direction. So I've used vegetation on occasion, floating sticks and stuff like that, if there's not much pumice around.
Yes.
There are places where there isn't a heck of a lot of pumice, so you can actually use a stick and try and follow it out, especially here during the day.
Yes.
And what you do is you correlate that direction of the water with the direction of the wind at the time.
Yes.
So you can go and fix it into your mind. You can actually build up that information, and you can go down there and say, oh, the wind is here, so the current will be there.
I understand. Yeah.
You know, and so you're building up this thing, and that's where the fishing diaries come in handy too, is you can say there was a southwesterly, it was whatever knots, and generally you can pick up that information from one of the boys in one of the lakes around here especially, but you can also pick it up from Met Service.
Yes.
And you put all that information down, you can go back, you can refer to it, it's written, therefore it doesn't change like it does happen to do in your mind from time to time. Further back, you have to remember things, the harder it gets.
Well, that's exactly, we were talking about fishing, I think, last week, and some people got extensive notes going back.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Very important. Now, lake fishing, Bert, what have you heard about the guys in the boats? The big lake's still open all year, of course, Rotorua. How's that going?
There's been some quite good fish coming out of there. There's been a number of boats on there. Dropped off a little bit since school holidays, but you've still got the area off the airport that has produced some quite good fish.
Yes.
Kawaha Point to the Nongataha and through to the White Tea. You probably during the week have it to yourself, so it's certainly worth a look. But if you're just tooting along there quietly and over the deeper water, you might pick up on a school of fish, so you could actually just drift over that area. Jigging can be quite good. The lake has become very, very clear over the last few years. So jigging is a definite option and has been quite successful. In fact, off places like Mission Bay, depending on your wind direction and speed, you can go out, come into the shallows and drift out if you've got an offshore wind, which we do get every now and again. You get a bit of an easterly or even a northerly we've had over recent weeks. A little unusual for this time of the year, but it does happen, and if you happen to be there at the right time, you can get quite a nice drift out offshore into the deep water.
Yep.
Basically start jigging where you can't see the bottom, and if you're into the fish, once they stop biting, then you just go back into the shore and drift back out again.
Okay, I understand. See, so it's all good. I understand this week that Nongataha Hatchery have got a kids' day on Sunday, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's four of them coming up. The first one's this weekend.
Yeah.
You do have to book before you just don't turn up. Yeah. They prefer bookings. It's a $3 koha on that one. Guaranteed a fish for the kids, so that's always a good buzz. It's a great family day out. There's plenty to see up there. Sometimes they have the hatchery open, sometimes they don't. But you can go up and have a look at the display pond and things like that and see the bigger fish, and you can see the smaller fish out in the ponds that are being reared for release.
Yes.
It's always a fascinating thing, and occasionally you'll see some... you get a falcon or two come hurtling through, and
native birds and all sorts of things up there. So yeah, it's a beautiful little spot actually.
Yeah, because that bird place is pretty much next door. I have to go in there. I still haven't been there, but I want to go and see that. It's fantastic, they tell me.
They've got a new place now. They've got an arrangement with Te Arawa Iwi, and they have actually moved, I believe, to a bigger facility and purpose built. So I'm looking forward to that. I can't remember off the top of my head where it is, but no doubt you'll be able to track that down once you're in Rotorua. Yeah. It's easy enough to find, I think.
It'll be online, yeah. But no, I recommend a hatchery. As Bert said, there's like a big pool with big fish in it. Oh, my gosh, they're magnificent fish, aren't they? They're lovely.
Yeah, well, they've got rainbows, browns, they got tigers. They did have a few brook char in there, but the smaller fish tend to get eaten. So, yeah. And you do get escapees coming out of the hatchery buildings. They get washed down into that pond as well. So, it's... it gets replenished from time to time and plenty of food coming through. So.
Yeah. And the fish out pond for the kids is fantastic to see them catch a fish. And it's all volunteer stuff, Rotorua Anglers Club and others.
That's right.
Give them, set up rods and kill wool sports are involved. There's lots of people involved. It's very good.
Yeah, there is. One of the other things that's happening around here too is that there's only two people doing it at the moment, but they're calling for more volunteers. And there's a lot of planting being done and clearing being done on the lower Ngongataha, basically from Streamdale Road down, and they're replanting. They've got rid of quite a bit of the old vegetation, blackberry and stuff, and they're planting grasses, native grasses, and all sorts of stuff up through there. But there's only now two of them. They're both in the early 70s, and they've been calling out for help to do a bit of planting and track restoration after the big floods we had a little while ago.
Okay.
Just keep the tracks clear. A lot of people use them, and they can get you from Ngongataha Village right up to almost to the boundary of the AMP showgrounds property. So there's a huge amount of area up in there, and by helping out, you're not only doing a favour to the river and giving something back to nature, but you also get the opportunity to pick up on some access points and some great fishing to be had too.
Yeah. How do we get hold of these people, or how do people apply, or do you know? Have you got a contact number or something, Bert?
Not off the top of my head, but the two guys are... they just had another big spiel about it in the paper. There was some smaller bits and pieces about it, but today in one of our papers we've got page four. There's only the two guys, but
okay, but it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Have a look at it, and we'll talk about it next week. And if we can get a number where people can volunteer or help out, that'd be great.
Yeah. It's Galvin Corbett is one guy. One of them's been doing it for 20 years, and one's been doing it for a bit less. So, and people have come and gone with that anyway, so it's worth a look.
Okay.
But yeah, it's early 70s. They do an amazing job, just the two of them. We've had a few people come in from some of their spells, but they could always, anybody who feels like they want to give something back to a river that obviously has given a lot of people a lot of pleasure over the years, it's really good.
Okay, very good. Well said, Bert. Now, we'll follow that up next week. If you can find some numbers or people can ring or volunteer or help out in some way, that'd be good. Okay, so let's sum up. Where would Bert Robinson be fishing this weekend?
I'd be looking at probably some of the smaller lakes. Rerefokatu has still producing some good fish. It's worth a look.
Okay.
Although the lake is up quite high and some of the traditional parts you can't get to, but I know the boat ramp at Brett Road, the council camping ground, certainly worth a look out off there, or even tooting out in a float tube or a small boat. That's certainly worth a look. There's also Napuri, which has still got some fish coming into the boat ramp there, very limited access. And once you're out at River Whakaari, of course, you've got Napuri, and you've also got Okaro, which can produce some pretty good fish as well.
Yes, I agree. So it's all good. All right, now, thank you for that, Bert. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm on 0372896079. Just flick us a text or give us a call, and I'll fill you on any details that I can for you.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Rotorua Fishing. Talk to Bert Robinson, 0272896079. Lovely, Bert. Thank you for that. Enjoy the weekend and talk to you next Friday.
All right, I'll be here somewhere.
Thanks, Bert.
Okay,
see
bye.
You. There you go, Bert Robinson, 0272896079. Ring him or text him and say, what's happening, where do I go, what flies do I use, what's the weather like, anything like that. That's what he does. Thank you. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tauranga area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau, and that's exactly why we want to talk to her on a Friday night before you get to fish the weekend. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, you're well?
We're great, thank you. Okay. Really good. Fantastic day here today. Absolutely beautiful.
And
amazing.
You've got a good forecast for the next two or three days as well.
We've got a really good forecast. It's quite interesting, isn't it? You look at the beginning of the week, which was indicative of Saturday being good and Sunday and Monday being rain, but no, conditions are looking perfect.
Okay. I had a look at Genesis Energy and Waikato Regional Council, all these websites. All these rivers have they've already peaked for the week. And they'll be starting to clear, so it should be fantastic.
It should be awesome. Tomorrow should be a little bit better than today. We've had we had a considerable amount of rain, especially just in our little catchment here at Tauranga. We had about 70 mils, which was a huge amount, and that was on Wednesday night. So as you can imagine, that's all worked through, and the rivers obviously came up and have dropped away again, and looking good, looking very good. There's a lot of activity this weekend. There's lots of quite significant groups of anglers that are here, which is quite normal for this time of the year, and obviously the mountain is looking spectacular as well. So it's going to be great.
Okay. Now, how's your local river? Tell us about the Tauranga Taupo, just across the road from where you are.
TT is looking really good. It's obviously had quite a bit of runoff in the earlier part of the week. It actually fished quite consistently up until that rain that we had on the Wednesday night, which was a bit of a pain, but that's the way life is. In fact, the fishing was superb and not a great deal of pressure. We have obviously had that little spike which has brought the river up and dropped away again, and is steadily dropping. Conditions over the next two or three days, I would imagine, will be absolutely perfect, and fish moving right throughout the fishery. But those that actually fished the TT today, those that actually fished right throughout the fishery found it a little difficult, and that's quite normal when you have variants of volume, colour and flow, and that's something which is a real pain, but it's something that we're actually starting to get very used to because we've obviously had a lot of rain over the last 2 or 3 years. But the fact is that there is a point when the fish move, there's also a point when the fish feed, and there's a point when it's actually realistic and comfortable for the angler as well. And so quite often, as we all do, we will fish something that is a spot, a run, a drop off or a lift that is familiar, rather than actually fishing through, a piece of water, which, just networking it and finding out where those fish are. And that, I think, is probably where those that actually caught fish today did well, and those that found a little bit harder didn't. There was certainly fish holding right through the lower reaches of the TT, and also I spoke to people who fish, beyond the cliff pool today with ones and twos, but they worked really hard for their fish, just like it was yesterday.
Okay, I understand, yeah. There's fish everywhere, but don't get stuck in one place. Just because you always fish that place, they may not be there today.
Hardest thing is that people tend to fish their, favourite spot.
Yes.
But in reality, when you've got pressure on a river, which you will have this weekend, it's just a matter of networking where you happen to be. So just fish where you are, read the conditions. If you need to put something slightly heavier on, your indicator will be able to give you that information. And obviously, blow bugs and naturals as the water clears. And it's just a matter of putting your thinking cap on sometimes. But as I say, the fish move. They do hold in different water. And when as it drops, you'll find that they probably drop back into the water that you're familiar in, those little spots that you're familiar with. But while the water is up and around a greater cumic, you'll need to fish a little bit more water to find out where they are.
Okay. Yeah. Now, last week, I think it was, you said a big lake, Taupo, is still going well.
Yes, it is. It's surprising, okay, isn't it? I mean, we've been so lucky or so blessed in actual fact we've had very little wind. So that has allowed fishermen to be out on the lake. And there's those that are catching fish either lead lining, there's definitely those that are catching fish relatively close to the surface, and those that are actually still jigging. And we've got 2 or 3 anglers here who fish on a fairly regular basis, who don't live here but come in and out on a regular basis. And they've just been fishing really inside that 200-metre mark or just beyond, just in their little kayaks. And, I mean, walking paces, which is always really reflective of, the fact that you'll always pick up more fish,
yes,
being slower. But, definitely, they're not thousands of fish by any means of imagination, but they're 2s and 3s, and they're all in good condition. And it's certainly those that are fishing around and across river mouths which are picking up fish that have been holding, waiting to move as well.
Okay, stream mouths in the evening, still change of light, still good?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, we've got a waning moon, and it's, we've really had some very pleasant conditions where we haven't had too much wind. Even when we've had rain, the conditions have been absolutely perfect. So there's still reasonable numbers of fish around those mouths. And obviously, as they clear, especially those small streams, which like the Little Waipahi, the Hinemaia has fished fairly consistently to those that are fishing the mouths. And also, Little Waitakere stream here, not many fish, but ones and twos. Just the fact that once that water and the debris and sediment drop out of them after this rain, they'll be good.
Excellent. Now, are you going to get a chance to fish yourself this weekend, Stella?
I would love to think I might, but I don't think I'm going to. I think there are, by the indicators of who are here, there's so many people here that in reality there'll be those that ski this weekend, those that are on in big groups. There's quite a few groups here that are actually with little fishing competitions and general gatherings, which means that... Yes. As a matter of course, there will be pressure. So I always leave it to those that aren't able to fish through the week, and I'll have a look midweek.
All right, and we'll
looking
look forward
to
getting a report next Friday, Stella.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think this, obviously, as you say, the weather's settled, conditions are looking perfect, and there's really nothing that's stopping us from having a great few days.
I understand. Now, your contact details, please, Stella.
0738 68953 anytime, and we're obviously open 7 days and more than happy to help.
All right, thank you very much, Stella. That's lovely. Talk to you next week and enjoy the weekend.
You too, and take care.
Thanks,
thank
Stella.
You.
See ya.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That's Stella Gordon, 0738 68953. She offers the same as Bert. You want to find out about Taupo Tūrangi, you just give her a ring. It's really easy. Well done. Very good. Okay. Quick break, and then we'll see if we can get hold of Martin in the South Island.
Georgia, Georgia. song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands is based in South Island, and Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor and a fishing guide. Now, Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a Friday night before you go fishing on Saturday. Martin's live on here with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Well, you're well down there.
Very good, thank you.
Your forecast is looking good for the next few days.
Forecast is looking really good. We had a bit of a slight drizzly grey day today, which has come off a week of spring weather. Mm-hmm. But just looking out there now, starry skies, yeah, it looks like a really nice day out there tomorrow.
Okay. It's the same all over the upper North Island. It's all looking very good for the next 3 or 4 days or so.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about lake levels, lake temperatures, river conditions, fish conditions, flies to use, all this sort of stuff. Your time begins now.
Okay, so lake levels are generally pretty low. You know, you've probably often heard me refer to Lake Coleridge, which is one of our major fisheries. It's quite low. You know, the water's quite low in that lake. It'll vary a little bit from lake to lake. You know, they all have different sort of catchments. Some collect, you know, from little spring creeks, others from major rivers. So, you know, lake level is generally pretty low. I mean, the positive for that is it takes you right to the drop-off. You can get to the drop-offs in the lakes really easy. And that's a really good thing for our lakes. You know, the negative is, I still haven't really seen any sort of big rains or snows that have elevated our stream mouths, especially the flows, and got sort of rainbows into that sort of spawning zone. I haven't really seen a lot of evidence of that. So, lake's not bad, but a little bit quiet. River level's pretty good, actually. The bigger, braided rivers are slightly discoloured. But okay, you know, you can certainly still stream a fish for them and spin fish or soft plastic if that's your deal. So they're pretty good. Some of the other rivers, getting quite low. It's really quite interesting. You know, we haven't had a winter.
It's supposed to be the middle of winter. And
we have not. You know, I was just saying to my son, and he said to me, we haven't had a winter.
Oh, goodness.
Basically.
I remember a couple of seasons ago, there's pictures of your house with snow around the car.
Oh, absolutely. Usually by now, August, exactly. You know, you have snowfalls. We haven't really had a winter. Yes, we had a lot of rain April, May and into June, and that was really good. And things are still looking really wholesome. You know, I've checked a few rivers out, and, they're really nice flows. But, look, super mild winter down here.
Okay. It's starting to get very warm up in Auckland. I was out on my boat today around the harbour. It's flat-ass calm, probably 17, 18 degrees. It's just beautiful.
Wow.
So, okay, so are many fish coming in? Are you getting many reports of fish, or is it just pretty quiet everywhere?
Reasonably quiet.
Okay.
You know, I actually went fishing today, dare I say. I went with my brother Pete.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we're pretty into it. We're pretty keen. And we had a really nice day today. We caught two fish, which we were super happy with. We encountered a few others. We sort of walked a long way. And that's pretty indicative. So, you know, and even on the lakes, Lake Coleridge, during the day a little bit hard, but the loomy lure at night time seems to be doing really well.
Okay, yes.
So, you know, that's probably your, if you're looking for angling action, which I guess a lot of people look for, the hypothetical angling action. It's interesting, isn't it?
Okay.
And, loomy lures, you know, stream mouths, so that's probably a pretty good option right now. But having said that, you know, you get a bright sunny day, I wouldn't think mayfly hatches and stuff like that are that far away.
Okay. Now, I see somewhere on your Facebook page about you're making big green flies now.
Oh, no, look, I'm into it. This whole intruder thing. You know, it's a style of fly that was first developed for steelhead in the USA and Canada and British Columbia.
Okay.
And, you know, I deal a lot with fly tying, as you know, and a lot of people with the spay casting thing. Are you a spay caster?
No, I'm not either.
It's really becoming quite... Yeah, it's a fashion, really, and it's becoming quite fashionable, spay casting down here, and it's particularly appropriate for the bigger rivers like the Clutha, you know, like the Rakaia, the Waimakariri, the Waitaki, you know, the big rivers that we have down in the South Island, and, you know, the intruder fly, and it's really interesting. So what you do is you, you have a shank, and then you have a wire, and then you connect a stinger hook at the back, and I'm doing a lot of tying for that style of fly, and it's just really interesting. I even use them today, and they work really well because you're putting the stinger hook at the back. It eliminates a lot of those, you know, how you'll often get fish come and peck and they won't take.
Yes.
Pretty big on the Tongariro right now.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it up there. Stu Hasty, the list goes on. Streamers that you swing across, they're quite sparse and quite soft, so they have a lot of animation.
Okay, I understand.
And, the intruder fly, worth looking into. I'm not a spay caster, but I'm using intruder flies, just streamer fishing away. And really quite good for this time of year when some of the trout are taking quite light.
All right, I understand.
Bright green. Bright colours, yep, definitely, especially for our glacial rivers. I mean, this is where we're remarkably different from the North Island. You know, we have like the Rakaia, the Waimakariri, the Waitaki, the Hiranui, the Waia. They tend to get quite flowery and milky because they come off glaciers. There are trout there. So, you know, the brighter colours, a lot of people don't understand, but even bright green chartreuse and fluorescent green and the like can be really good for browns.
Okay. Well, when we do saltwater fly out in the harbour here, the kingfish like yellows and stuff, and we have a saying, if it ain't chartreuse, it ain't no use.
You've heard a lot of that lately. So there you go. So, and same. Look, a lot of people go, oh, wow, that's bright. And, yeah, they think, oh, rainbow. Yes, but browns as well.
Okay.
A lot of it in the South Island is about being seen.
Yes, I understand. Friend of mine had dinner with him on Wednesday night. Peter Chant's his name, very good fisherman. He's going to put some time into me and get the old double hander out, and we're going
to... Yeah, look, it's something I definitely want to learn as well. I'd really love to get some... Yeah, exactly. I know it's become real big down here. There's quite a lot of people into it.
Okay.
Enables anglers to cover a lot of ground, and look, it's just something different.
Now, thank you for that, Mark. Lovely
my
to
pleasure.
Catch up. Your contact details,
sure.
Please.
Sure. You can find my website, www.troutlands.com, or if you put Martin Langlands, L-A-N-D-S, into the Google, you should be able to find me. Always happy to answer any questions or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're excited down here. Spring's on the way.
Thank you, Martin. Lovely
Thank
to catch
Thank you very
up.
Much, Colin.
Talk to you next week. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
There you go. Now, Martin Langlands on Facebook, very good Facebook site, photos and fishing and everything, and his website is troutlands.com. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Martin. And now let's have a look. We've just got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. Yes, we have. Now, I've chosen this one because the weather forecast is very good today, and it proved to be accurate, and it's very good over pretty much the entire country for the next two or three days. The fly fishing tip of the week. Check the relationship of the sun to the area you are fishing. If the fish look into the sun, use a dark pattern. It will provide a silhouette. If the sun is behind the fish, use a bright or reflective pattern. If it is cloudy or the sun is directly overhead, use natural colours. Here we go. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.